This adhesive inkjet print by Lisa Fairstein is 30 inches in height and 45 inches in length. We see a nude white male figure laying down on a bed of sand that extends beyond the frame. He is in the process of rolling over, with his right side down touching the ground, although it is ambiguous whether he has started on his back or on his front. His feet are elevated off the sand and his knees are bent, obscuring his right thigh and knee by his buttocks. From the dark cleft of his naked bottom, a line curves slightly upward towards his head, marking the bend of his spine. His torso is lifted by his forearms, although we only see his right arm. His left arm is hidden by his back, revealing only his left hand. The figure's head faces away from us, and we can only see a slight profile in his right ear. The man's hair is dark brown, and it looks like he has recently cut it. There are particles of sand within his hair on the right side, along with sand on his back on the right besides the armpit. Shadows fall between the legs, arms, with a slim dark shadow below the torso. The title of the print is Rolling Monochrome, so the rolling figure implies that the nude male is this monochrome of the title. Monochrome is a description of images that employ one color or one shades of color. Fairstein's image then might be comparing sand and the white body as similar hues, or that the skin tone of the rolling figure is a monochrome. However, there are many more than one color on this male's body, from the pink of the hands and ears to the light yellow of the soles of his feet. The hair on the head, arms, and legs also provides another contrasting color that rejects the monochromatic titling. The rolling description of the title also provides another shade of paradox. We are looking at a static image of a figure in the process of rolling, however, the roll will never be completed. The figure, through the nature of the still photograph, is in perpetual state of unbalance, never completing the circle or cycle of the roll. The image also has an aspect of unreality, as the visual remnants of the green screen can still be slightly seen.